Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. What's up, my friends? Thank you so much for pressing play in your podcast player. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School. And let me just tell you, I'm so glad that this series is not tech support with Chris Gillipo, because I would fail you all. It might be somewhat humorous, but probably not for the person whose problem we were trying to solve. Okay, so this is not tech support with me, thankfully. First of all, I've got a little bit of a technical question here that we'll delve into in today's episode. However, it also kind of made me think, well, I'm not a great developer or website designer. There's a lot of stuff that I don't know how to do. But a lot of problems that you encounter, like a lot of common tech issues you encounter, are actually not that hard to solve. And I know this because I've encountered them myself. So there are a lot of issues and challenges that are not that hard to overcome. You don't necessarily need a developer to do it. And as I said, I know this because I've been through all this and it's been frustrating, but you know, with every frustration, hopefully you learn something and then you don't have the same problem later. Okay, so today's listener is having a weird problem. Okay, the images on his posts are disappearing. What's going on? So we could call this, you know, the case of the missing images. Gonna do a message from our sponsor and then we'll see what we can do to solve this listener's problem.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Chris, this is Frank from Philadelphia, and I'm glad a friend suggested that I listen to your show last year. I recently started a blog about caring for elderly pets. I'm enjoying the process of writing posts, and I can see in the stats that some people are already finding the site from Google searches. The next step is to develop a consulting offer or some kind of information product, but I have a weird problem. The images on some of my posts have disappeared. They looked fine when I first published them, but now there's just a big empty box where the image should be. I have no idea what I did. How can I fix it? Thanks for your help.
Hey, Frank, what's up? Thank you so much for listening. Glad to know that the blog is starting well with this one exception of this pesky problem. All right. So yes, I think we might actually have a solution for you here, despite the fact that I don't normally do tech support, you know, as mentioned. But probably what has happened here, because I've had this problem myself, and I know a lot of bloggers and anybody who's building a website for the first time has experienced this. Probably what has happened here is one of two things. Something has changed with where you are storing those images, like where the images are actually hosted, or with the link itself. So the link to those images that you put into WordPress or Squarespace or, you know, whatever interface you were using. There's always a place where you put your text, and then if you want to put an image, you can upload it there. And then there's some code that says, here's the link, you know, on this page, go and look at this image, right? So what you want to do is look in that interface, whether it's WordPress or something else, see where the link is going to the image, and then copy and paste it in another tab in your browser to see if the images are there. So from there, if you still don't see it at that link, it means something is wrong with that location where the image is supposed to be. Okay, so it's no longer there for whatever reason. So what you want to do is try re-uploading the images and see if they work now. So whether it's WordPress or something else, in whatever interface you use, there's usually a media library or similar where you can add images. So I would say, first of all, let's add them again and see if it works now. Now, what if it's the other way around? What if you click that link or copy and paste that link and you do see the image, but you just don't see it on your website? It's that big empty box. It means something is wrong with the link itself. Okay, so you might have the wrong formatting in the code that tells your website to show people those nice images. In fact, a common problem in WordPress, I still do this sometimes, is I forget the http://, the little syntax that needs to go in front of the links. And that's one of those things where if you're just kind of browsing the web, you don't think about it a whole lot. But once you start making a web page, you need to make sure to include that. So it could be something else, in which case you need somebody else's help. But I feel pretty confident that it's one of those two things. I hope that's helpful to Frank and anybody else out there who's building a website. And if you have a question of your own, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I really enjoy this format of interactivity, and I'm excited to bring you more. So be sure you're subscribed. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.